Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
As always, the worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam, it's so great because your segment is always right after a rant, so I get to cool down while I listen to what's happening in the UK. How are you this morning?
I might heat you up, you never know.
This is also fair. Let's kick off in Snake Island. Russian forces have pulled out. What's the significance of Snake Island?
Yeah, this little island, it's in the Black Sea, south of Odessa, and it's a strategic point. It's why there are gun emplacements there, why there was once upon a time a fort there. And shipping coming and going, of course, comes close to Snake Island, and in particular those grain shipments that are not coming out of Odessa, they would go near to Snake Island. And we know that in the very early days of the Russian invasion, there was this whole thing about the small contingent of Ukrainian Marines, and one of them shouting, "Get lost," only considerably more fruity language than that.
Yes.
And then the Russians taking over and then suffering the loss of their ship, the Moskva, nearby. Basically, in modern warfare terms, even in older warfare terms, it's almost impossible to hold an island that's within artillery range of the shore because they just bombard the hell out of you. So officially, Russia has withdrawn as a goodwill gesture to help grain shipments leave, whilst at the same time bombing the silos with those grain shipments in. Ukraine is claiming a military victory in getting Russian troops to leave. Let's be honest, it's a kind of undefendable island that,
right,
if you sit on, you're going to get attacked on. But it's still a very key geographical feature, given the whole Russian invasion.
Yeah, sure. Staying in the EU or in Europe in general, the heat wave continues. We like balmy weather, but not like this.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one of those things that we do in Brits. Oh, lovely. Yes, I'm going to go and find some sunshine for my holiday. And then you troop off to the Mediterranean or wherever it is. But this is crazy. I mean, the intense heat, for instance, I mean, this isn't necessarily a crazy temperature. If I say 32 degrees, but at Banach in Norway, this is in the Arctic Circle, 32 degrees. It is thought to be the highest temperature ever recorded within the Arctic Circle. I mean, yes, it's summer, but that's crazy.
It's crazy.
Significantly higher than the June average of 13. I mean, 20 degrees higher?
That's insane. What's the point of the word Arctic?
Well, exactly. Yes. Do we have an Arctic? Poland, temperatures into the sort of 35, 36s. Eastern Germany, 37 degrees C. Around the Balkans, so Slovenia, Croatia, Bosnia, temperatures again hitting 41 degrees, 40 to 41 degrees. Tunisia is a part of this sort of swathe of heat wave across the Mediterranean and Eastern Europe. 48 degrees in Tunisia. Now, I've been on holiday and landed in a temperature like that and thought, oh my word, and wanted to get back on the plane. So
yes.
Then, inevitably, what happens with a heat wave? Thunderstorms. And we've seen devastating flooding and mudslides already in southern Austria. And this will continue because heat waves plus thunderstorms, it's all just a bit too much, isn't it? A bit chaotic.
This is crazy. And then the Supreme Court of the United States votes to limit the powers of the EPA. I mean, anyways, a Welsh trademark row. What's happening in Wales?
I like this. I like the story in the sense of how companies try to take certain words and make them their own. I think Coca-Cola tried to do that with "It's the real thing." I mean, to some extent, it's a phrase. So you can perhaps get away with trademarking a phrase more than a single word. Supposing they try to trademark "thing." You just think, what? Every time you say "thing," you have to pay them royalties? What? How does that work? It's happened with "boss" as well. And "posh," it was Peterborough United Football Club versus Victoria Beckham in that particular one. Apple, the WWF, remember when it was wrestling versus nature. And now we have the word "cariad" in dispute. This is the Welsh word for love, but is now the registered intellectual property of a candle-making company called Fizzy Foam. So they've taken the Welsh word for love, cariad, and the Welsh word for longing slash lust, hireth, and said, nope, they're ours, they belong to our candles. I mean, you can imagine there are plenty of complaints, there are plenty of people saying, you know, you can't stop us saying what we say, but there are plenty of other companies saying, hang on a moment, you can't just take love and longing out of the equation. So if you want to be lusty in Welsh and express love and longing, you may have to now owe royalties to fizzy foam, which is rubbish, and I think rubbish is also a trademark registered by Ryanair and British
Nice. Well put. Okay. Something interesting there. I imagine it's only when you're trying to use it in a sales space, right? I can still say I love you without being sued. Okay, good. Got you. Well, we love you. Thank you so much.
You can, yes. But there again, on air, you know, technically, if you're expressing your Cariad for someone, I'm not sure. No, there's only so far they can go with it. You're right.
Fair enough.
That point of principle is daft, isn't it?
It is rather. Hey, commoditizing everything. All right, Adam Gilchrist, always a pleasure. We'll catch up with you. Have a beautiful Friday and a stunning weekend. Stay cool wherever you are.